how crypto card points convert to airdrops, and what they are actually worth. Cards like Tria, Ether.fi, and XPlace have moved away from instant cashback and toward speculative point systems. Instead of getting 3% back in stablecoins, you earn XP or loyalty points that sit in your account until a token generation event. If the protocol launches and the token has value, those points could be worth thousands. If TGE never happens, they are worth zero. This creates a two-layer reward structure: real cashback, 2-6%, plus a speculative airdrop upside that ranges from nothing to $10,000. Whether that gamble makes sense depends on the protocol, the timing, and your tolerance for uncertainty. What are crypto card points? Points replace or supplement traditional cashback with protocol-native scoring. You spend on your card, accumulate XP over a season, usually 6 to 12 months, and wait for the protocol to launch its token. The mechanics are simple. Spend $1,000 on your Tria signature card and earn 1,000 Tria XP, accumulate XP over season 1, 6 to 12 months. Protocol launches Tria at TGE points, convert at a set ratio, e.g. 10,000 XP, FARX 10,000 Tria tokens. If Tria opens at 0.50, those 10,000 XP are worth $5,000. The risk is obvious. If TGE never happens, or if the token opens at 0.01, your XP is worthless. Points are not cashback. They are a bet. The three major points programs, 2026, Tria XP system. Tria awards 1 XP per $1 spent on signature and premium cards. Virtual cardholders earn at a lower rate. Season 1 runs roughly Q1 through Q3 2026, with TGE expected in Q4. Multipliers exist for travel, Xin 2x, and dining, 1.5x. And there is no spending cap, which makes this whale friendly. Higher tiers get better cashback, 6% premium versus 1.5% virtual, but XP earning is the same across signature and premium. That means a virtual cardholder at $20 a year can farm the same XP as someone paying $109 a year for signature, just without the cashback. Based on comparable Web3 card TGEs, see table below, 10,000 Tria XP could be worth $505,000 at launch. Ether.fi loyalty points. Ether.fi is the only card program where you earn three rewards at once: instant cashback up to 3%, loyalty points toward a future ETH-FI allocation, and eigenlayer restaking points. The base rate is 1 loyalty point per $1 spent. Staking ETH doubles that. Season 5 runs January through June 2026 with no cap. Seasons 1-4 delivered $202,000 per active user, depending on deposit size and activity. At that benchmark, 5,000 loyalty points should convert to roughly $1,000-$3,000 in value. XPlace XP multipliers. XPlace ties XP earning to its membership tiers. Standard cardholders earn 1 XP per $1. Platinum Club members earn at a 6x multiplier, meaning 6,000 XP per $1,000 spent. Monthly spend is capped at $100,000. Because XPlace runs on Multiverse X, XP holders also qualify for sub-protocol airdrops within the EGLD ecosystem, DeFi protocols, NFT marketplaces, gaming projects. The flip side, XPlace value is directly tied to Multiverse X success. If EGLD underperforms, airdrop value shrinks with it. Rough estimate, 60,000 Platinum XP from $10,000 in spending could be worth $3,000-$15,000. But that range is highly speculative and depends on EGLD price action. Historical TGE data. What points are actually worth? To put numbers on the speculation, here are 8 major crypto protocol TGEs from 2022-2025. Protocol points required tokens received launch price value at TGE peak value Arbitrum, ARB. Active user 1250 ARB, 120, $1,500, 2625 at 210. Blur, 10,000 PTs, 1200 Blur, 5SAR, $6,000. $6,000 declined after. Friend.tech, friend, active user, 500 friend, 3 no zoo, 0 only 500, 750, 50% drop in 30 days. Jito, JTO, staker tier, 800 JTO, 250, 2000, 4800 at 6 UMRs. Pyth, PYth, active user, 2000 Pyth, 040, 800 boy, 600 at 080. Ether.fi, S1, ETHFi, 10,000 PTs, 600 ETHFi, 4 Zoran, 2400, 3600 at 6 UMRs. Grass, $5,000 PEDS, $1,000, grass, $1.50, $1,500, $3,000 at 3 Oaks, Saron, io.net, IO active user, 500 IO, 5 Zara, and $2,500, $4,000 at 8 Marauders. The average TGE payout across these 8 protocols was $2,225 per active user, with peak values averaging $3,297, 48% higher, typically reached about 45 days post-TGE. But this table only shows protocols that launched. Roughly 30% of points programs never make it to TGE at all. Adjusted for that failure rate, expected value drops to about $1,500 per program. The risk framework, evaluating points programs. Not every points program is worth your time. Here's what separates the real ones from the dead ends. Green flag strong TGE probability looks like this. 20 mounts plus raised from Tier 1 VCs, A16Z, Paradigm, Coinbase Ventures, 50,000 plus active users, or 10 mounts plus monthly volume. A public TGE timeline with a legal entity behind it, at least one completed points season, and real revenue, not just VC subsidy. Ether DeFi checks every box. 4 successful seasons, $2 in TVL, and a clear roadmap. Yellow flags moderate risk means early stage, less than 6 months since launch. Undisclosed funding, vague tokenomics, or a crowded competitive field. X place falls here. Strong Multiverse X backing, but competing in a space with established players. Red flags walk away from anonymous teams with no public LinkedIn profiles, projects operating without an EMI license or regulatory clarity, Season 1 programs that have been running for 18-plus months with no TGE date, copycat mechanics from failed projects, or fewer than 1,000 active users after 6 months. Tax implications. In the U.S., points are not taxable while you accumulate them, similar to credit card rewards. The taxable event happens at TGE when tokens hit your wallet. That is ordinary income at your marginal rate, 22-37% for most crypto users, and the token's value at TGE becomes your cost basis for future capital gains. Example, 10,000 TriA XP converts to 10,000 TriA at 0.50, so your $5,000 taxable income. At a 24% bracket, you owe Suntos $200, leaving $3,800 net. If you believe the token will appreciate, holding 12 plus months converts future gains from ordinary income rates to long-term capital gains, 15-20%. See our full tax guide for more detail. Maximizing points value. Spread spending across multiple programs rather than going all in on one card. If one protocol fails, you still have exposure to others. TriA gives you self-custody in a broad ecosystem. Ether.fi gives ETH staking synergy, and XPlace gives Multiverse X exposure. Points programs reward early participation. Season 1 users typically earn retroactive bonuses that later joiners do not get. If a card launches its points program in Q1, front-loading your spending in Q1-Q2 gives you more XP before the user base dilutes the pool. Historical data shows the median token peak occurs about 45 days after TGE, with 60% of tokens down 30% or more by day 90. A reasonable default is selling 50% at TGE to lock in gains and holding 50% for a potential second leg up. One cost-saving angle, TriA. Virtual costs $20 a year and earns the same XP rate as Signature, 109 a year. If you are purely farming the airdrop and do not care about cashback tiers, Virtual saves you $89 per year. Are points worth it? If you are already spending 1,000 plus per month on a card, the protocol shows green flags, and you treat points as a bonus, rather than income you are counting on, yes. The historical average is $2,025 per user at TGE. Adjusted for the 30% failure rate, expected value is closer to $1,500. That is still a meaningful return on spending you were going to do anyway. If you are changing your spending habits just to earn points, or if the protocol has red flags, pass. Guaranteed cashback from a card like TriA Signature, 4.5% plus XP as a bonus, beats a points-only card with zero instant rewards every time.